Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, December the 28th, 2017. And yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But on tonight, we have another special guest. In the person of Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is going to be bringing forth the Word of God on tonight. And as my listeners always do, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God on tonight as he delivers God's Word. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready now so you can be prepared so when you get ready to go into the Word, you will be ready to follow along with him as we go through God's Word on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in his name that we come on tonight, first of all, to give you glory and honor and praise for who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of either one, your grace or your mercy, but for both we are grateful. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. Thank you that you change not. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. Thank you that you are a man of your word. You are still watching over your word, even today, to perform it in the lives of your saints on today for your glory. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in Jesus' name that you will forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, Pastor Tillman and his entire family, and all doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, so that whatever we're doing for you, Heavenly Father, will not be hindered, that you will be glorified through it all, and that the enemy, Satan, will be even more horrified even on tonight. And, oh God, it's our prayer and our desire that should there be anyone listening on tonight that do not have a relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name, it is our prayer and our desire that something will be said on tonight through your word, that their hearts will be pricked to the point that they will surrender and they will open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them from their sins. And once they are saved in his name, even on tonight, Heavenly Father, you will reveal to them what their God purpose is in the earth, and they will walk in it and they will live in it and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. For we don't have to send you anywhere, Heavenly Father, because you're everywhere at the same time. And you know where your loved ones are, those that you love, Heavenly Father, that are ailing in their bodies, minds, or spirits. You know what each one is going through. And we know that you're the chief physician. We know that you're the doctor. You're the ultimate doctor. So we have to do is just move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bowed down in sorrow in the loss of loved ones. Touch their hearts and minds, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Let them remember and know without a doubt that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So it's our prayer on tonight that you are moved by your spirit through Pastor Tillman on tonight, that you will be glorified as he delivers your word. Help us to decrease that you may increase in us on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought. And the remainder of this month, I have been using for my spiritual food for thought. You know, I do one for every show. And tonight's spiritual food for thought and the remainder of this month says to all of us, Jesus, we need to remember this, Christians. Christians are to teach by instructions and example according to God's word. But that's one of the spiritual foods that I'm going to use for tonight. But the one I've been using for the remainder of this month is that Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying or doing. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcement, I only have one announcement, and that is I'm asking all listeners, if you will please take this note down and keep it in mind, that every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. up under my direction is Pastor Jose Dorsey, and his show is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Again, he comes on every first and every third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please, if you're available, to please tune in to listen to what God is saying through this young man. Again, his show is titled Theologically Speaking. He goes way beyond what normal, ordinary pastors would dare talk about. And he truly has holy boldness and stands on God's word as he delivered God's word through Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Once again, every third and first Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Tune in and be blessed by the man of God. Well, right now, I have Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., he's my the man of God who's going to come forth with the word of God on tonight. He is the pastor of Morning Star Baptist Church, which is located on the east side of Detroit in Detroit, Michigan. For those of you in the Michigan area that are tuning in, if you need a church home to come visit or join, become a member of, I'm doing this on his behalf. He didn't ask me to do this, but I'm doing this on my own. I'm asking all listeners, if you in the Detroit area on the east side of Detroit, you're more than welcome to come and join the fellowship at Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit near MacDougal in between the Shane area on the east side of Detroit. And the service starts at 11 a.m. So if you are looking for a church home, please come visit with Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. And once again, he's going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. But before he bring the word and we go to our first music break, I am going to ask Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. if we will please share with my worldwide listeners a testimony. And after his testimony, we will go into our music break. Pastor Tillman.
Yes, Brother Brown, it is a privilege and an honor to have me to participate in such a rare form for me to be live and to reach as far as your listening audience go. I'm thankful. I'm humbly thankful for the invite. God has been good to me. I've been preaching for a total of 48 years this year, and this month is my 23rd year at the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church. That is at 3594 MacDougal, and that's on the corner of Mac and MacDougal. And there's a cross street there of Gratiot and MacDougall that you can also reach our front doors. It's a privilege to be on your program. I know that God is good because I have not only looked and seen him working actively among those who have now crossed over to the promised land, but I'm also like those on the long journey, following those who have proceeded to see that God has worked for them and he is still working things out right now. My goal is I too will reach the boundary lines of heaven and will be able to cross over into and beyond the pearly gates. I'm looking forward in the new year that's coming that we might continue to get the message out that others might fear God or have faith in God, promised land. I thank God he's been with me all these years and down through the years of 48 years of ministry.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, Pastor Tillman, and I know that your members do too. You haven't seen nothing yet. You're a faithful man of God, and God is still using you, and the best for you and your ministry, your family, is yet to come. As long as you continue to be faithful to God and be a doer of his word and standing on his word, and not only stand on his word, but teach and preach his word as you do so faithfully, God is going to continue to bless you in every area of your life so that you can continue to be the man of God that he's called for you to be in these last and evil days. So I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. And see, that's why I asked all my first-time guests to share a testimony, because God is a jealous God. He said that he would share his glory with no one. And we get no benefit out of God blessing us and doing great things in our lives, and we don't share it with others. Because what God has did for us, what he did for Pastor Tillman, what he's done for me, what he's done for you, the listeners that are saved in Jesus' name, he's the same God. He's able to do it for others too.
So let others know
that are not saved in Jesus' name, that encourages them to let them know that their faith can be increased by hearing our testimonies, and God gets glory through our testimonies. People be blessed through our testimonies, and we be blessed by sharing our testimonies. So that's why it's so important that we share our testimony so we can be a blessing to others, that God would be glorified through our testimony. So that's why I ask all listeners to share and all guests to come forth to share a testimony to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So right now, before Pastor Tillman comes forth with the word, and once again, I do pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can take notes and follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. And as I always say, I know some of the listeners that have been listening to me down through the years may get tired of me saying it, but I'm going to continue to say it. Why? Because I don't want the listeners to take it for granted or think that Pastor Chairman or I or any guest that comes over this worldwide platform is making up things that comes out of the Word of God. I want you to be able to read it for yourself. Follow along with the man or woman of God, whoever is delivering the Word over this worldwide platform. I want you to have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can read it for yourself and take notes so you can be blessed by the word. So right now we're going to go to our music break. Through it all, no matter what we're going through, we must remember God is worthy to be praised. So while we are going through our trials and tribulations, and the word of God tells us in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations, but through it all, we must remember to always give God praise. And that's what we're going to play on tonight. I give you praise. Following this musical selection, I'm going to come back and yield the mic to Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. to deliver God's word.
Sacrifice. praise. I give you praise.
I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. This is Saturday night, December the 28th, 2017. And right before I bring Pastor Tillman Jr. coming forth with the word on tonight, if you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, I would like for you to write down this scripture and put this and get this in your spirit for the year 2018. Lord, be willing, He allow us to see the year 2018. And this is coming from the Message Bible. This is a God decree that I read to myself every morning, even before I have my cup of coffee. I read this out loud and get it in my spirit. Again, the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. And again, tonight, this is from the Message Bible. You may have a different Bible, and it may read different. But according to the Message Bible, in Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, the God decree reads as following, and I make it very personal. It says to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills, I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. And that's coming from the Message Bible, again, the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, God's decree to his people. Again, God is a faithful God. He's still watching over his word even today to perform it in the lives of his saints. And he have no respect of a person. What he did for you and what he's done for others, he's able to do for me as well. So I thank God for that God decree, and I hope it be a blessing to someone else on tonight. But right now, we are getting ready to yield the mic to Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., the pastor of Morningstar Baptist Church of Detroit, Michigan, on the east side of Detroit. I am so excited to have him on to bring forth the word of God on tonight. And for those of you that tuned in on last Thursday night, his associate minister, Minister Taiwan Eppinger, brought the powerful word on last Thursday night. So this is the pastor of Morningstar Baptist Church. Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is getting ready to bring the word of God on tonight. Pastor Tillman, I am now yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Thank you, Brother James Brown, for this opportunity. To the audience, we are grateful that he has extended me the opportunity to present God's word to such a large audience. And we pray that something will be said in the name of Jesus as we look forward to give utterance that will be according to the inspiration of the word of God. Let it be so, our Heavenly Father, and that whatever is going to be uttered tonight, it will be by your divine inspiration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening. I would like for you all to look with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12, particularly verse 28 and 29. For your reading dedication for after the message and through the course of the balance of this year, I would like to also invite you to further your study with the same book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 20, 28, 29. And it reads as this: "For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart." Verse 28, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Verse 29, "For our God is a consuming fire." I want you to engage with me on this theme. Will standing before the Lord in fear or faith get you into heaven? Will standing before the Lord in fear or faith, will it get you into heaven? That's what I want to use as our theme for this evening. I wrestled with this. Since the theme of this program is, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I wrestled with this passage of scripture and this theme, because certainly we want to be an asset to the expanding of the kingdom of God, during our destiny, during our lifetime. We don't want to be a liability and cause the kingdom of God to be missed because we have failed to exercise our belief in God, either by fear or through faith. Now, you're going to find that in this particular discussion this evening, we're going to deal with fear and faith, something that each of us ought to approach God every day, in every hour. Matter of fact, in every minute. We ought to fear him because of who he is, but we ought to have faith in him because we know what he is, what he can do, and what he has done for others. We ought to build not an emotional rejection of him by fear, but we ought to have the loyalty by faith, looking forward, knowing that the kingdom of God is yet at hand and that it is on its way, and that the rapture, we want to be ready, because when he comes to rapture us, we will and should be ready to walk in Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, just like John. All glory be to God. And so we're going to ask, are you standing? Where are your foot position? Are you standing? What is your stance before the Lord? Are you standing in fear or in faith? Well, there's a short version of the answer to the question, and that is by faith and obedience. An individual who knows the Lord, been baptized, and has been converted, is on his or her way into the kingdom of God because of his faithful and his obedience unto the Lord. Yes, I said faithful and obedience, something that is difficult in this generation who keep wrestling with being loyal to God. We compromise our principles. We compromise our rules. We compromise our goals. And we fail to put Him first in our lives in this generation. So it's difficult for us to be in perfection, knowing that we are trying to reach the obedience that is in Christ. It's difficult because all folks say we're just straddling the fence. But we need to, before this year end, know where we stand before the Lord. Do we fear Him? Because if we fear Him and therefore go to church because we fear Him, we want things to work out the way that we want things to work. But when we no longer fear Him, are we willing to be committed, to be obedient, to fail not to assemble ourselves together, remaining under the unity of the faith? Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to examine ourselves to see where we are standing before the Lord. I say that we ought to do it by faith and through obedience. And through this process, this will help us to go all the way into the kingdom of God. When you examine the Hebrews account, chapter number 12, it deals with the four read scriptures. It deals with the prior scriptures to our selected verses. The kingdom that is unshakable, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven that is yet to come, the new. He's going to process this old earth and the heaven, create a new atmosphere of newness about it, so that we who fear Him and have faith in Him may endure with Him throughout all eternity. Yes, He is our judge. The book of Hebrews chapter 12 will emphatically declare, if He is our judge, He's got to judge us according to our relationship with Him. Do we have a relationship with Him only because we fear His judgment against us? Or do we have a faithful relationship with Him that allows us to have reverence for Him and to be loyal to Him? Well, it is by fear. It is by fear one can make it into the presence of God, only through submission of fearfulness. This is to avoid the physical or maybe even the spiritual death that comes to an individual at the end of his journey, when he must stand before the Almighty God. Yes, there is, I said, a physical and a spiritual death for those who refuse to fear Him, knowing what the outcome will occur. My brothers, my sisters, when I read the Old Testament and how God had dealt with the children of Israel, I've seen so many times how those who fear God only for the moment, only for the moment, and no longer than the circumstances and the condition change favorably, they turned their back on God. They no longer feared Him, and the consequences is they ended up passing. God had to punish them. Yes, He had to punish them even unto death. Not only those who are rightly so in rebellion against Him and His rules and His sovereign will, but their generation had paid an awesome price. Yes, yes, yes. There are those who fear God. One can make it into the presence of God only through a fear of submission to avoid a physical and a spiritual death. At any rate, the moment that fear of God is no longer a threat to the believer, then the people will no longer be loyal to Him. How sad. and their reverence will dissipate. Therefore, the will that is towards the Lord, therefore, the Lord will not allow any being to reside in his kingdom. I said, the Lord will not allow any being to reside in his kingdom whose relationship is not genuine towards him. This is a relationship in time on planet Earth. This is the relationship between you and your Lord while breath is in your body. The rightness of your cognitive thinking, this is this point that we must get right with God and do it right away. For everybody that talks about heaven is not going to get there. But one who may fear God may avoid the consequences that will befall them if they live any kind of way with the deeds within their body, live any kind of way, do any kind of thing, live any type of lifestyle in this flesh. I stop by to tell you that if we don't fear and don't do it and preserve ourselves unto the Lord, if we fail to do so, preserve ourselves unto the Lord, the consequences of his judgment will be upon us. Yes, we have feared to see how others have lived a loose life, and we have seen the consequences of them living a wicked, sinful, and contradictory life. I fear God when I look at others, Christians, who are living a contradictory lifestyle. I fear him. Therefore, I will trust in him. But I don't want it only because of my fear of him. I want to be able to do it because I love him, and that my loyalty through faith is going to be genuine. I should be able to take a stand knowing that I love him, he loves me, and there will be a righteous relationship throughout my destiny. Now, the paradox of the Hebrews and the outside world was an internal experience. For they had a strong desire to seek this supreme being. But at the same time, they feared him because death was used to keep them from approaching him, disobeying or allowing them to misuse him at their discretion. Yes, when we read the Old Testament, constantly we see the trail of individuals who always try to use God for their own fleshly benefit. And when they no longer felt the attachment of relationship that bind their heart and mind unto the Lord, and they became involved with the sin under the law, the sin that's under the law, the sin that was in their flesh, their birth sin from Adam, then they separated themselves from the Lord and they did their own thing. Well, if we take a look at Romans 7 and 13 through 25, we're not going to go through verse by verse, but when you get a chance, read it and then get a paraphrase application of the Bible so that you'll be able to grasp it for the contemporary language. But basically, Paul is saying in the book of Romans, chapter 7, that when I desire to do good, evil is also present. Evil is also present. When I said that I would do, I end up not doing. That which I said that I'm not going to do, I find myself doing. My brother and my sister, with this paraphrase of the scriptures here, it deals with what a believer encounters on a day by day. A believer encounters conflict. A Christian embraces conflict. A believer experiences conflict. in trying to reach the kingdom of God, we are going to have some conflicts. There is what is called an approach conflict, an approach avoidance conflict, and then an avoidance conflict. In other words, the children of the Old Testament, they could not have their cake and eat it too as they came into their conflicts. Well, let's deal with some of these conflicts in order that we might see where we stand in our fear and in our faith with the Lord. Notice, if you will, he who had an approach conflict. This particular person wants two equal positive benefits at the same time, but can only have one of them at a given time. How many of you can remember those kinds of conflict? Two positive conflict. Amen. You got two things you want to try to reach and strive and to conquer, but you can't have them both at the same time. Yes, 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 yes. A lot of individuals who are seeking for their careers, a lot who are trying to obtain their vocation in life, sometimes are given an approach offer, and you have to choose between the first or the second. And sometimes when they come simultaneously, you don't know which one to accept. Well, let me pause here and say, that's a good time to go to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, which of these conflict should I engage in? Which of these approach positive goals and objectives, which one shall I accept? I remember a story about Lot and Abram. When Abram, who became Abraham, left his home, his father's kindred, and was on their way to the promised land that God had appointed, they came to Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot was quick. He saw the positive on both sides of the field, and he thought that he'll get the greener grass, thinking that the greener grass would benefit him. And when he allowed time to pass, he discovered that he shouldn't have let the green grass fool him, and it turned into a sad conflict. Yes, we have to ask God for his approval. We need to go and consult his advisory so that we might be able to be directed which way he wants us to go and to stand on what grounds. We need to go to him and ask him in faith and not in fear, and loyalty. Lord, is it your will? I want your will to be done. That's what Jesus said throughout his ministry. Not my will, but let thy will be done. Well, some of us have some conflicts because we have had a double positive approach, and we did not know which one to choose from. Yes. But that's just like some of us want to have the cake and eat it too. Yes, yes. We want both of them, but we just have to choose between the two. Notice, if you will, he who had an approach conflict, amen, wanted two equal positive benefits at the same time, but can only have one of them at a given time. The approach positive and the avoidance negative conflict usually fare better off when their conflict than the other two situations of conflicts, which implies that the previous approach seems to be something that all of us would like, you know, to have two positive to us and to choose between the better of the two. That's good. But sometimes we have a approach conflict and an avoidance conflict. We have a positive and a negative conflict to deal with. And sometimes we got to deal with the situation of these two conflicts. Most people will select the positive approach and avoid the negative conflict. At least they will try to avoid this negative conflict. Most of us ought to try to avoid the bad decision. But sometimes we choose the wrong one anyway. Well, this paradox means having two equally desires but could only choose one of them. This is truly a conflict. Let me employ a few simple examples for your understanding. You want two pairs of shoes, and you have just enough to buy one pair by credit, and you do not have enough cash on hand to buy the second pair that you want so bad. That's a conflict. Now, this is the holiday season. This is the commercial part of Christmas, and we trust that each of you would have had a beautiful, happy Christmas. However, some of us have encountered this conflict where we just couldn't have everything that we wanted that was good. The conflict is these are the last two pairs of shoes we are referring to that's left in the store, and you cannot put them on layaway. And you have just enough to buy one pair of shoes at a time. That's a conflict. Meanwhile, the avoidance conflict deals with selecting from two negative consequences that you may choose from. The avoidance conflict, such as avoiding getting a ticket for parking in an unparking zone, or having your car towed away for parking in a no parking zone. Another example, being late to get a seat to hear that melodious voice and group, Kirk Franklin and God's People singing at the Fox Theater, which is in the Detroit, Michigan area, and having to wait on someone who is never on time to do anything, but you want them to go with you on this outing. Now, that's a conflict. You're on time, but the person is never on time. You want to avoid missing the performance, but yet you want your companion to come and go. These are true conflicts that we go through. We try to choose the positive goals all the time, but sometimes things just don't work out in our favor or according to plan. On the other hand, there are some times when we do not know what to choose from, and that is day by day. This is a good time when we need the Lord's guidance to help us to make the right decision between the conflicts we encounter in life. The first lesson from Hebrews 12 and 20 through verse 29 tells us to fear God with a holy fear, with a holy fear, holy, that which is godly, that which is separate, that which is pure, holy. We need to have that is exclusively preserved for God. Fear is my human response. And if I fear God, I ought to fear him in a special way, not out of profanity, not out of carnal way of living, but it ought to be holy. It ought to be separate. It ought to fear knowing that I know the consequences if I don't obey God. I know the consequences if I won't do that which is right. That ought to be in reverence. That should be holy. This deals with divine wisdom, knowledge, standing, such as fear God under wisdom, which is an application through experience. At one point or another, a believer ought to know, ought to have had an opportunity to have a life testimony of what God has done for them under wisdom, the experience, the knowledge. One ought to know and have had a pre-experience with God. Fear God with your knowledge. That is a matter of fact. That is the awareness. That is information. One ought to fear God. God with a full understanding, which is the purpose and reason why God says, or what God will not do. Fearing God is important. If any man lack wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, let him go to God. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the beginning of our cause. He has already written in the book of life what our life should be like. And we ought to seek his predestination, his pre-organization that will give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding so that when we embrace him, we'll be able to know that this is how God, my life, to live. And through it comes experience. Yes, the approach should be a holy fear. It should be, and you ought to have an approach avoidance, which means that you ought to be able to fear God in a holy way and approach him in a way that he would be glorified and to avoid offending him. And you ought to at all times try to avoid, yes, even in fear, that which you know that is wrong in the flesh. For Paul tried to give us an example of that in Romans chapter 7, that when I desire my flesh under the law, it just doesn't satisfy God. I keep falling short. I say I would do it, and I'm not doing. Sometimes we are dealing with those conflicts. Well, the second lesson from the same passage of Scripture deals with having faith in God through your conflict. The approach in faith. You can acknowledge God in all of your ways and lean not into your own understanding, and then he will direct you on your path. That's when you got a positive. God is just working things out. That's what he tried to tell Abraham. Whatever you touch, I'm going to bless. You know, whoever bless you, I'm going to bless them. You know, and whoever bless you, I'm going to bless them. And whoever you bless, I'm going to bless. God wanted that approach positive. But he wanted Abraham to walk by faith in loyalty. And so he passed it on to his son and to his son's son. And then it passed on unto the tribe of Israel. Yes, they were to be blessed, approaching God in a positive way. You can acknowledge God in all your ways, I said, and lean not unto your own understanding, and then he will direct you on your path. But you can't use God as a reference name, dropping, and go about doing things according to your ways and usurping your understanding, for you know not what's in your pathway ahead of you. But he knows. In other words, you must walk by faith and not by sight. When you approach God, you must approach him with a positive mind, and he will approach you with a positive promise. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. You ought to avoid conclusion. You ought to avoid the negative, doubt. You ought to avoid the wickedness. You ought to avoid the sexual sin that beset us, to become alienated and separated from God. We will lose our stand with him. But if so, remember that you can come to know what he has done for others, whether it be a positive or negative judgment, and get right with God and do it. Oh, yes, you can do it today. When life circumstances issues us the double avoidance, nobody wants to have that. Oh, no. But when we are faced with a double avoidance, put your trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Well, my time is about up. Let me tell you the conclusion of the story here in Hebrews. God wanted Paul to get the message across that there is a cloud of witness that is ahead of us that's looking, and some of us are going to have the conflict that is to face us. But in spite of that may easily beset us, but if we fall down, we can get back up again, because we're no longer under the law, because under the law, we were judged, and the penalty was severe. But thanks be unto the second Adam. Glory be to God. My foundation, the one who gives me my truth, give me restoration, that gives me my hope, that allows me to take my fear and see that I no longer have to go through the hardship that is targeted at me, because the Lord is my refuge. He is my way out. Oh, how many times have the Lord directed his son from the hands of his enemies? God can direct you around your enemies. David tried to tell us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want him. He will put our foot on a solid foundation, not a shakable foundation, but on a firm foundation. But we must continue to have reverence and godly fear for him. Now, I would suggest not just fear, but turn that fear into faith. Not the fear just because he's able to destroy both body and soul, but I'd rather that we all stand on the premises, on the foundation, that I am standing by faith, believing day is going to come when he's going to fulfill my hope, and that he's going to give me a passage pass and a entrance into his kingdom, that I might be on a solid foundation. When he shake up the world and the heaven, that I will be standing, you will be standing on an unshakable foundation. But the question is, are you standing in fear, or are you standing by faith? Let's try to make it to the kingdom of God. I pray that your faith will convert over to your fear will convert over to faith, that you will be able to do it because you love the Lord, not because you're trying to avoid his wrath, his judgment. God bless you. We're turning this back over to the hands of our wonderful host, Mr. James Brown. Thank you, Brother Brown.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Tillman. What an awesome word on tonight. And that is a good question for tonight. Standing before the Lord in fear or faith? That's a good question tonight. I, brother, be standing before the Lord and working for the Lord in fear of and reverence of who he is on my faith in God because of who he is. Fear of God because of who he is, standing on my faith on God and in God because of who he is. So tonight, I thank God for you, Pastor Tillman. You continue to stand on the word. You continue to preach the word and teach the word for such a time as this, for God has ordained you before the foundation of the world to do just what you have done on tonight. And I know that the worldwide listeners were blessed by this awesome word, as I was blessed by it also. And I'm always taking notes. Whoever the guest is on the show, I have like 2 pages worth of notes, Pastor Tillman, from your message on tonight that I'm going to be going over. And that's why I always ask all the listeners to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so you can take notes and follow along with the man or woman of God who's ever delivering the word on this worldwide platform, so that you can, in your leisure time, you can go back over the word and be refreshed by what you have heard on tonight's program. And again, this is not a program. This is a ministry. And I do thank God for this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform. So, Pastor Tillman, I thank God for you for standing on the word and sharing the word of God with the people of God on tonight. So right at this time, Pastor Tillman, I'm going to ask you to please give the location of your church again, and for those that may be in the Detroit area that would like to come visit with the Morningstar Baptist Church. And also, you can give your shout-outs, and also how people can reach to you if some other ministry needs you to come and minister to them or their congregation. How would they get in touch with you?
Wonderful, Brother Brown. Our church is named the Morningstar Baptist Church, 3594 in Detroit, Michigan, 48207. And you can reach me by calling 734-968-9974. That is also a working number for the Holman Road testing that I do for a vocation. So feel free to give me a call, and we'll be more than willing and happy to try to do whatever we can that is in the kingdom building for the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, Pastor Tillman. I thank God for Morningstar Baptist Church. And I want to give a shout-out right now to my pastor, Bishop James E. Jennings, of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I'd like to give a great shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and also to the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Know that if God loves you, I love you too. I want the listeners to know, if you are available to tune in on this coming Saturday, which will be December the 30th, I have evangelist, radio host Anthony Chapman, and his co-host, Pastor Adam J. Stevens, of the Men's Ministry in Process Solemn Assembly, and they are from Lake Charles, Louisiana. They will be my guests on this coming Saturday night. I'm bringing the word. They're going to be sharing the word together on this coming Saturday night from Louisiana. I'm looking forward to them sharing a powerful word as well. So for Pastor Tillman, continue to be blessed of the Lord. You continue to teach and preach the word of God. You continue to be the man of God, the husband, the father of your children that God has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this, because we realize and we do know that we are truly living in the last days. The handwriting is on the wall. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, is soon to come again. Well, until the next time, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your grace and mercy on tonight. We thank you for your man of God, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., who brought forth your word on tonight. We pray that you continue to bless him, continue to bless his family, his ministry that you have placed him over, and the works of his hands, and that everything that he touched, that you would be glorified through it all, that he would be a great example of Jesus Christ in the earth, that everywhere he goes, someone will be able to see Jesus Christ in him, that you will be glorified is our prayer. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their mind, spirit, body, all of the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we just give your name praise. We give you glory and honor because of who you are. We just love you. We bless your name on tonight because we know that there is none like you. You're awesome in all your ways, and you are worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, you're worthy to be praised is our prayer. And all those that are in touch and agree with this prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, until the next time, this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you. I love you too. And until the next time, we must remember this. We must always remember to pray ye one for another. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. When you